Hello and welcome to Rob and Locke. This podcast doesn't really have a name, this episode, this segment, whatever you want to call it. It's just us talking about what we've been doing. And to be honest, we wrote the list down for today and it's about 4 points. We haven't been doing much. We've just been hiding away. It's been raining, but I don't mind wearing the hoodies and all that sort of stuff because I like that look for me.
There's a bit going on with the weather at the moment. You know, daylight savings, clock got turned back.
I don't understand. Why does daylight savings exist? I feel like it just pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like they just turn the clocks back because they're just like, yeah, we want to do that. It just never made sense to me. And even just like, how come it's darker earlier now? I just couldn't get it through my head growing up. Now I'm like, I get it now.
Yeah.
Just wind the clock back.
Why does it?
I don't know. So if anyone, who invented daylight savings and who decided that we have to get it?
It prevents us from wasting too many hours with natural sun and from working when it's dark. In other words, changing the clocks gives everyone an extra hour of sunlight to make use of it in the evening rather than having everyone sleep through what is sunny. Doesn't really make sense, does it?
Just keep it the same. I never understood too. I think it's in...
Australia first adopted daylight saving time during the First and Second World Wars, hoping to reduce energy usage. Then Tasmania permanently introduced daylight savings. That's weird, isn't it?
I feel like we went to Leisha's wedding and that's on the border of New South Wales and Queensland. And it's like one part has daylight savings and the other doesn't. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
The shift reduces the need for artificial lighting in the evenings and decreases energy consumption, promoting energy conservation, allowing us to take advantages of longer daylight periods during spring and summer. However, its actual energy savings and broader impacts remain debated. So what's going on with that? Have we just unpacked something like no one questions
talks about it, do they?
I like
it. I'm here.
I like daylight savings, but the winter one, like early starts, Matilda's didn't really understand that the clocks get turned back. So it means that
she's two. So yeah, we don't even understand.
Up at 4 o'clock. Yeah. If we don't get it, she shouldn't get it either. But it's been, I reckon we got a rude shock straight into winter. Like we've had a couple of cold nights, had a few days of rain.
I've been loving wearing the pajama pants.
You would.
I love snugging up in bed, having my green towel. I've been going to sleep way earlier now.
What time?
Probably like getting into bed at like 8:30.
Yeah, me too.
And it's just like, I'm asleep at like 9:30 max.
How good's that?
Yeah, but I just
what time are you
like
waking up?
So much,
what time are you waking up?
6:30 every morning. It doesn't matter. Even on the weekends, I'm up.
Yeah, no, me too.
I can't lay around in bed and just like, I used to love that.
Sloth. Now you sloth it up.
I have to get up. I feel like me being productive is walking around the house.
When do you get out of your pajamas though in the morning?
Depends if I got meetings on and stuff.
Weekend. 6:30.
Oh, pretty.
How long are you
probably
in?
Probably 8 o'clock.
In your pajama pants.
We normally got people staying over, so I'm normally cleaning and
you
up
are
and
the
ready.
Party house. People love it, don't they?
It's not a party house. It's more of just a
entertaining house. Not party.
I'm not that entertaining.
No. You're a bit grumpy. You don't want them to be here.
No, that's not correct.
That's what you keep saying to me.
No, it's not. You're a liar.
When your family comes down or Tarz's family comes down, you keep saying, I don't even know why they're here. I don't even like them.
Oh, you're talking a bit of shit there, but when you live like an hour plus away from people, I reckon it's different too when you got kids because. Like you have a kid and it's like, isn't it easier just to stay if you're there and you don't want it in the car?
The expectation that they have to stay the night versus just come for the day trip. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying a day trip's only an hour. You've actually said that to your family too, haven't you? You've brought it up and said, look, I don't live that far away.
It's only an
hour.
So
you can't stay.
Huh?
That's what you're the king at just like in like, what is it? Sort of like, you don't say it, but you sort of lead people down a path of just like, this is way better.
I just think sometimes you have a better sleep if you're sleeping in your own bed.
It's like you get up, it's like 4:30 in the arvo, and I know when you want us to leave because you're up and at them and you're kind of standing near the door.
I usually start asking you guys, oh, so what are you up to tomorrow?
Yeah. Haven't thought about it yet. Still got another 3 hours here.
Sure. Hey, will you come around for dinner last week?
Hey, actually, it's not on the list, but it was awesome. Em, her dumplings, better than I love dumplings in Flemington.
We had a dumpling night and I... had
attributed
a few,
28, didn't you?
No, M rolled those.
The funniest
two.
Shit ever was when you picked us up earlier that day and you're like, oh, that's cool. Because we had obviously Mads and Jim are coming over as well. So there's like six of us.
Six of us there for dinner.
And you're like, oh, M's rolled 28 dumplings. And I'm like, oh, that's all right. In my head, I'm like,
that's not enough.
That's nice. But like, is she making rice too? Like, what's the game?
That's four each. What? I get four dumplings each.
I reckon I had about 25.
She made 120.
Yeah, I reckon I ate 20 of them. You ate a few too.
I had a few, and I had a couple of glasses of red wine because I was celebrating it.
You're an alco now.
My win on the golf course. You know, I won on the golf course on Friday and had you guys come around for dinner at perfect timing because I got to continue my.
Showboat.
You call me a sore winner, but I just think
you're an ugly winner. Yeah, like people don't really want to see you win, even
you know
though you
why?
Win.
You know
because
why?
Because you're ugly when you win.
Because they're used to it.
No.
People don't like to see the same people win all the time because it's hard.
You're not gracious. Huh? You're a sore winner.
You guys are, but you talk so much smack throughout the thing and what you're meant to be, you want me to just to say nothing when I win?
Just let your actions do the talking. If I could hit the ball like you, I wouldn't say much.
Is that right?
Just let the actions do the talking. Hey, just look at that scorecard there and that's it.
I make it a bit more, it's a bit more exciting. There's a bit of,
there's a bit of anger.
There's a bit of something going on, a bit of feeling. Otherwise it'd be boring. I wouldn't play. I have to make it interesting for myself because there's not much competition. But anyway,
Masters is on though too, so I'm going to keep it on.
You came round for dinner on the Friday night and I had a couple too many glasses of... enjoyed myself. I was having a good time.
Drunk.
I was not drunk. I was just... I haven't been drinking much lately. Last 4 months, very sober. And I woke up on the Saturday...
Wow, that's a lot. You've been drinking lots lately.
On the Saturday morning, I asked... Em made me a bowl of wontons at 7:10 in the morning. I had 19 wontons.
Look at you. You think you're like, click your fingers, make me some wontons. I was like, who do you think you are?
Well, usually makes us a coffee, but I thought, can I have a bowl of wontons? And she looked at me, because she got organized. She organized Matilda's breakfast, and I was slothing. I was like, I'm sort of a bit broken here.
You know what I regret asking?
What?
For the tray that hasn't been cooked yet after the thing. Oh, are you going to eat all that?
You could have taken it back.
Take that home.
You still got one of my pots, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Actually, it's all clean. It's here for you. I forget to give it back to you.
Any danger, mate?
No, but like, Em's got a trick, doesn't she, with the dumplings? Is it a bit of flour and cornstarch or some shit? What does she have?
Corn flour to get the crisp on the bottom.
Yeah, what is it?
She fries them up first without any liquids, a little bit of oil so that you get that colour on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then a mix of water and corn flour, tip it on with the lid on.
Yeah.
And that sort of melts away and then you get that crispy feeling at the bottom. The crunch that, sometimes when you roll the plate of dumplings out, they're all connected.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
It's the corn flour. But I do love the fact that it's not all, because I don't like fried dumplings, fully fried.
It's a half-half, isn't it?
But wontons are like snot. I appreciate, I can eat a wonton.
You don't like the wontons that much?
I didn't even have one.
What?
No. Dumplings are my thing. I just think wontons are too snotty.
Soupy, very soupy.
Yeah, just, I'm a texture guy.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
It's hard work, but...
You know what's hard work? You.
We had, before we get into it, next week we're having our second ever coffee catch up. We promised to be on time. Coffee Club, Dream Big Social Club, Coffee Club. We'll be Wednesday next week. A bit more info to follow this week, so just stay around.
I'll make a poster or
something. If you're in next week, come to the city, you do the work from wherever.
Come on, baby. We'll be there in the community.
In the community next Wednesday. Keep your eyes out for some more details.
Do people who work in Cremorne hate you, Rob? Because I feel like you take the piss every time, but we always go back there.
Yeah.
We do love it there.
Not often, though.
Huh?
Not often. We go there every now and again. Yeah. That's the issue, because you spend too much time there, you become one of them.
You know what? I was at Coles yesterday.
Vampires.
I saw someone on a Segway riding into Coles here, Armstrong Creek.
Nah, that's rude.
I was about to take a photo and then I'm like, I used to be about, you know when people would take photos of people in public? Mm. I don't think that's a nice thing to do.
You did it a week and a half ago, the couple on the tandem bike.
Oh, yeah. That's different though. That's
Why is
funny.
That different? It's exactly the same scenario.
Nah, it's just like when people put I don't know, just nuffy looking people and they just take the piss. I don't like that. But
it's because people would be taking photos of you.
How many people do you reckon have taken photos of you because you look a certain way, or they've just taken it and just said, fuck, what's this guy doing a bit? Do you reckon that's ever happened to you?
He's real bogan, yeah.
Or just, no, like you're doing something and they're like, that's weird as. Like, I'm going to send it to my mates. Do you reckon you've ever been papped like that where it's just like, what's he? Besides us, friends, because we know you. And do you reckon there's been any randoms?
I think that's one of the few things. I don't really care what people think out in public.
Yeah, because you wear plain clothes. You're very safe when you go out in public. You never really...
I'm not a big attention seeker out in public. It's not like... I don't,
that's your worst nightmare, I think, is getting snapped by some random and sent to a group.
Because I'm making a scene. You know, like some people have not much going on in their life. They need to go and make that scene to make it
interesting.
Shave
a mohawk, bro.
Yeah. And go and start a campfire and talk on Talk of Esplanade. Just so they can have people say that they shouldn't do it. And they go, I can do it if I want to. Whoa, all right. Anyway, hey, this week someone who probably would go make a campfire and...
Who?
Charlie.
Oh, I feel like he can do anything, can't he? He's the man.
He is the man.
Vitadrop co-founder, scientist. He hacks up dead bodies and shit too. He does all that.
He's a second time on for Charlie and had some good, interesting news for Vitadrop. If you've listened along with Funny Business, you would have seen that last time we chatted to him, he was right on the brink of hopefully getting into
a Woolies
deal and getting the Vitadrop brand really out there. And to have him on now a year later and see the progress that's been made and the opportunities that's been created from his hard work and him and the team.
3,500 stores or something, isn't it?
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. If you haven't listened to that episode, you're
interested. And honestly, Vitadrop, you love Vitadrop.
Hydration, mate. Yeah. Hydration is key to
You don't want your piss clear. You want it fucking yellow.
Fluoro.
You it's like
the
it
vitamins
you,
give it fluoricity.
Yeah. Is that when you know that you're actually pretty in good nick after when a water drop?
If I'm caring about my hydration, I know I'm doing something right.
Yeah. Anyway. Good stuff. You like love that or Charlie. Not? Charlie. It's Charlie. It's not Charles. Real formal in the first episode.
Now you've changed it.
And I like the title that I gave it. All In. You know, I thought it really represented him.
There you go. I didn't even know. All right. Next episode. Next headline, I was going to say, but I said it really loud.
Yeah, really weird.
Big headline this week. Yeah,
what?
Canva's secondary sale of their shares made people a bunch of money, $2.43 billion of shares. So what?
Give it simply to us.
People who were, let's not say, VCs and people who pumped these companies full of money definitely got cash in their pockets.
Yes.
Everyone got their cash out opportunity.
Of course.
But I feel like the interesting part of this is something which doesn't happen all the time because not everyone does it is the employee share offering plan. So a bunch of early stage employees or employees have been there for a period of time, had the opportunity to partake in the secondary sale of shares, which I think what their idea is the future is that they'll list somewhere.
Yep.
But this happened earlier than that, whatever.
I'll be cashing out, baby.
Either way, a bunch of people now are going to be cashed up to the eyeballs.
Yeah. So if you were the 13th employee or something like that there.
I'd be very happy if you're there, but I think it's more than that. I think it's going to be more than if you were just there.
So this will be used as like the perfect example of the employee share. Like they're going to use this for 30 years, aren't they?
Everyone got rich.
Yeah. Even the head of Vibe.
I don't know. Are you looking for that job? Or?
I don't know. I was just like, fuck. I feel like sometimes people in this world, I think there's a lot of luck involved with lots of things. Luck and timing is a big thing and just... You know, how do you know that's the right opportunity at the time? You don't really know.
Imagine you know, all these people get their cash out.
Left? What if you left?
If you left and you missed out, you'd be spewing. You left, you just wouldn't.
I feel like that's something we would do, like 1 year before.
It sounds good. but I don't really believe in it.
I'm going to go work it. I don't know.
I think it's a cool story. It's a good Aussie story that's obviously, you hadn't seen the Canva story. It's like very saturated. Huh?
Yeah.
Story's been told. But we're just telling the story about the sale.
You can tell it a different way, yeah.
How do you tell
Maybe we need to get someone on who's just actually cashed out and see what they're doing with their cash.
Hey.
How many times do you want to say cash?
Can you buy us a Red Rooster $5 quarter chicken and chips?
That's no good, though. What is good is the cheesy nuggets. $10 for $5.
It's not even a sponsored episode where we're giving them a plug.
Hey, you know what? You know how we plugged Hungry Jack's Armstrong Creek?
Yeah.
Went in there the other day and they didn't even, through the drive-thru, no one even... talking to me. I was waiting there for like dead set 7 minutes and I went in and I was so angry. I walked in and I was like, bro.
Did you slam the door?
No, I walked in. I was like, bro, I've been waiting in the drive-thru for like 10 minutes waiting for you. I've been talking like an idiot.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, sorry, man. Sometimes we just click it. If you just drive through, like, there was already people there like in front of me. I was like, what is going on? And then I'm like, am I being irrational? Am I being a bit of a nut?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't wait 15 minutes for your chicken royale.
I feel bad for you. It's harsh. It's
first world problems.
Anyway, we'll be back next week with another belter of an episode. Coffee Club next week. Go listen to Charlie's episode.
Yeah.
If you haven't already seen, Shadowbox have been helping us out with the guest episodes. They're there too. Go check them out.
Yeah.
We've got plenty of things to check out. Just go and do some stuff.
I wonder what Steve's going to wear on Wednesday.